Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
It is Q News' sad duty to advise all in the wonderful world of amateur radio. We've lost one of our most keen and knowledgeable practitioners in the service. Jeff Stinson, Victor Kilo 4, Charlie Fox, went silent key in Townsville Sunday, October 1st, following a long battle with cancer. Despite doing the one step forward, two steps back during his fight with the Big C, Jeff managed to be more active than most in amateur radio, on good days trying out new modes of emissions, getting back onto APRS and SSTV, trying to add to the many DX contacts he made over the years on HF 6 meters and VHF plus, getting his equipment back on air, repairing antennas and getting out of town to do portable operations. Jeff, Victor Kilo 4, Charlie Fox, was a member of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club for many years. He hailed originally from Charters Towers, where he and Vince, VK4NBS, now Silent Key, studied and obtained their novice tickets. Jeff continued on the journey and obtained his full call, got stuck into the DX and new operating modes, and occasionally turned up to club meetings when the family moved to Gulliver. Jeff had an advantage to obtaining recycled equipment. When employed by Townsville City Council to drive the big front-end loaders at the main Mitre 11 or the DMART dump, and he was able to supply the local radio amateurs with much-needed materials to make custom antennas and equipment. Recently, on good nights in between treatments, Jeff reacquainted himself with Tarcadians at some project nights and social meetings, getting assistance and giving advice. He was looking on the up, but now is transmitting on a higher plane. Jeff's funeral service was conducted by Charters Towers Funerals at a graveside service at the Lind Highway Cemetery, near Verne Kerr, VK4 LK Drive, on the Gregory Development Road, that Thursday, October 5. Valet Jeff Stinson, VK4 CCF, another silent key.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
This is Alan, VK4HIT, with news from the September business meeting of Ipswich and District Radio Club. First up, from Ipswich Wison, the Pinnacles event was held on Sunday, September 24, with John, VK4IE, and Greg, VK4GJW, manning Checkpoint 1, and Robert, VK4KHW, and Kelly, VK4KTW, taking control of the base station. All went well, even though numbers were down, with 89 runners in total. The Mount Glorious Trail event will be held on Sunday, November 12, and will require around 12 volunteers for this event. Contact Greg, VK4GJW, if you can help. Ipswich Wison will then take a break until the first event next year, being the Mount Glorious Trail, on April 28, 2024. More clubhouse upgrades are being planned with broad member support for solar panels on the roof to offset electricity bills. Before this can happen, quotes need to be obtained and then the club can apply for grants. This next item probably applies to all amateur radio clubs in Queensland. Ipswich members were briefed about changes to incorporated association rules. One of those involves adding a grievance procedure to the club constitution. Another welcome change sees the club classified as small, which means the requirement for an annual audit by a qualified CPA has been replaced by a more common sense approach to reporting and managing the books. And it's a warm welcome back to our latest members, Rod, VK4KPR, and Karen, VK4DKP. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango.
This is VK4WIA and you're tuned to Q News. Here in North Queensland, it can be heard on 40 metres, 7.070 MHz at 9.30 following the national WIA news of a Sunday morning. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Here it is, not even summer, and we're seeing distressing stories on the nightly news and our news feeds online. October is here and the southern part of the country has been suffering fires and floods, and the experts are putting the severity down to climate change. It seems to be a good example to ensure our preparedness for the coming cyclone season is as good as can be. If you're short on information on disaster-type preparedness, take a look at Phil Waite's article in the current issue of Amateur Radio magazine. and perhaps also check your local government website for advice in your area. On another type of preparedness, we are often reminded that we need to recruit and retain to ensure that amateur radio continues to exist. The big issue surely is, what is there to attract people to join this recreational activity? When you look at the situation, there has been over 20 years of falling involvement in community activities, and our Wireless Institute is likewise looking for people to take on volunteer roles. We, from time to time, witness spats of dissension brought about on the basis of ages and attitudes that go along with the various generations. We cling to the memories of the halcyon days, or so it seems, and the more anxious newbies show frustration at the seeming lack of ambition to grab onto and run with the world as it is today. Within the microcosm of local clubs, there will tend to be a group ethos that is defined by the people that attend and the things that interest them within amateur radio. Small memberships of ageing people may find it hard to canvass the opportunities and then progress, seeking candidates to join, but then that is why we have a peak body, the Wireless Institute of Australia. Here is the double bind. The Institute has vacancies for people to fill, and it doesn't seem to speak out to its audience, showing a leadership role in promoting the joining and participation in ham radio. The perception seems to be that the club sector will take care of this, but the clubs need leadership. As much as the clubs would benefit by guidance and encouragement in this direction, we as individuals can also benefit by being prepared to talk with people who enjoy the challenges of technology and science and the art of communication. With so much available, why is it that we seem to be left to slumber into obscurity? Or is that my mistake? With a section of the community campaigning to be heard via the referendum process, are we just acquiescing to the process of ageing gracefully and disregarding the good we can bring to our families and community generally? We need to be heard by our peak body, and we owe it to ourselves and those who might miss out on the pleasures of this great recreation if all that happens is people sit on their hands and listen to the white noise of dissatisfaction. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.